Hi, this is KYW's Dave Uram. Thank you very much for checking back in. It's the biggest football Friday of the season for your Eagles as they're only a couple of days away from their divisional round matchup at the Saints, a rematch with New Orleans after New Orleans won by 41 points in November. I got the Hall of Famer himself of WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ray Dininger, with me right now. Good morning, Ray. We know the Eagles are a different team since then. How different are the Saints?
Well, if you just look statistically, the Saints have cooled off a little bit since that game. You look back at the beating that the Saints gave the Eagles then. I think partly it was a matter of timing. That was at that time of the year, the Eagles were probably playing their worst football, and the Saints were playing their best. The Eagles' defense was really beat up, and the Saints' offense was the best offense in the league by leaps and bounds. So the Eagles were walking into a really tough spot that weekend, and it showed on the scoreboard. But since then, I mean, the Eagles clearly are playing their best football right now, and the Saints' offense has slowed down a little bit. Now, they didn't have as much to play for down the stretch. I understand in the last weekend of the season, they didn't even bother playing their regulars. But their offense hasn't been nearly as dynamic in the second half of the year as it was at that time. So if you're an Eagles fan, that's kind of what you got to count on, that the Eagles team is sort of on the way up, and the Saints team has at least flattened out a little bit.
And I guess for that to remain the same, Ray, who are the Eagles in particular? Drew Brees, obviously, but who else are they going to have to slow down on Sunday?
Well, Alvin Kamara is a terrific player, and he's a dynamic player because he can do pretty much everything in the backfield. He can run; he's a running threat, but he's also a terrific pass receiver. And Sean Payton moves them all over the place, and they'll line him up as a running back sometimes. They'll split him out as a wide receiver sometimes, and he's a real challenge for a defense. And he's really kind of the key to their offense. He's the big offensive weapon. Michael Thomas is their best pure receiver, and he led the league in catches this year. He had 125 catches and 9 touchdowns. And I believe they're getting Ted Ginn Jr. back, who'll give them more of a deep threat. But the guy that I'm sure that Jim Schwartz has spent the most time talking about this week is Alvin Kamara, because he's a slasher, and he's a guy that makes big plays. And in clutch spots, when Drew Brees kind of needs some short yardage or needs to convert a 3rd and 5, usually he'll find a way to get the ball in Alvin Kamara's hands.
Switching gears to the defense, Ray, the Eagles have faced a number of good ones in recent weeks. Bears, Texans, Rams have some good playmakers in that defensive front. What stands out to you about the Saints' D? Cam Jordan is obviously somebody who stands out, but I keep hearing throughout the week that the Saints' defense is beatable. Obviously, the Eagles did not do that on November 18th, but what stands out to you about them?
Their run defense is very good. The Bears last week were number one rush defense in all of football, and they played like it. The Eagles weren't able to run the ball successfully on the Bears at all. They managed to win the game, but they had no success moving the ball on the ground. And I don't think they're going to have a whole lot more success moving the ball on the ground against the Saints. The Saints are really stout in there. I think the Eagles will probably try to run the ball. It would help if you could run the ball, because maybe you could limit the Saints' possessions and try and maybe win time of possession, which is a big factor in trying to play a team like the Saints. But it's going to be really hard to do. I just think if the Eagles are going to win this game, if they're going to generate any offense, it's probably going to come down to Nick Foles. It's probably going to come down to Nick Foles executing. It's going to come down to protecting Nick Foles against a team that can really rush the quarterback. I mean, they had 49 sacks this year. They were 4th in the league in sacks. They have some vulnerability in their secondary. I think their secondary is okay, but I wouldn't say it's a strength. So if you can protect the quarterback and give him some time, I think Nick Foles has an opportunity to make some plays through the passing game.
Some made the argument this week, Ray, that even though the Eagles weren't able to run the ball well against the Bears, the fact that they went back to it enough helped in the play-action situation. So how important is it, even if they're not running successfully against the Saints and the game is relatively close, to still stick at it so they can open other things up on offense?
I think that's very important, because it sets up play-action, which you mentioned. But it also slows the pass rush, because the defensive line, and they got a good defensive line, they just can't assume that you've become a one-dimensional offense and everything is about rushing the quarterback. Because once they make that determination and they set up that pass rush and they're going to come after the quarterback on every snap, especially in that building, as loud as it can be, that's how a game can get out of hand. So you have to maintain enough of a running threat and keep things, no second and longs, no third and longs, try and keep the down and distance thing under control, that defense can't just zero in on your quarterback. Because once that happens, that's how you wind up with blowouts, and that's how you wind up winning lopsided games, which the Saints do very often at home. I mean, even with, if you take out that throwaway game at the end of the year where they didn't play anybody, the Saints average 37 points a game in their building. So they're very good there. And I have a feeling that the Eagles are going to win this game. They're going to have to outscore the Saints. I don't think you're going to win this one low scoring like you did in Chicago.
Well, to outscore the Saints, they're going to have to keep them to field goals, I would assume. And the Eagles' red zone defense, and I heard you talking about this down the dial, has been very good recently. Just how good has the Eagles' red zone defense been? What have you noticed about that?
It's been outstanding. It's been one of their great strengths. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Eagles' defense is a little bit underrated, because people just look at the overall numbers, and you look at the team, they're 23rd best defense in the league, 30th against the pass. I mean, those numbers are pretty awful. And the fact is they have given up a lot of yardage and have given up a lot of first downs. But I think Jim Schwartz's philosophy is, look, with some of the things that we've got, some of the young guys we got playing in the secondary, we're going to give up yards. We're going to give up first downs. But we're going to concentrate on being really good in the red zone. We're going to concentrate on teams get the ball to the 20, they're not going to get it in the end zone. They're going to kick field goals, but they're not going to score touchdowns. That's been the philosophy that they've had all year. They've been very effective with it down the stretch. And particularly in the last five games during this winning streak, they've been really good down there. And I think that's really a key to this game. The worst red zone game they had this whole season was the game in New Orleans that they got beat 48-7. The Saints got the ball inside the 25 times. They scored four touchdowns. They're the only team that really pushed the Eagles around in the red zone and had success. That can't possibly happen again this week. If the Eagles are going to have any chance to win, look, the Saints with Drew Brees, they're going to get down there. They're going to get their opportunities. But when they get down there, you're going to have to hold them to three. You can't let them score seven. If they start clicking off sevens one possession after another, you're going to be looking at another blowout.
So with that, and you alluded to Nick Foles a couple of minutes ago, what's it going to take for the Eagles to win this game? What do they need to do?
They need to be really good in the red zone, like we were talking about. They need to, when the Saints get down there, and they're going to get down there, just don't let them score touchdowns. Make them kick field goals. Make them settle for three. If you do that, then you keep the score down and you keep the score close into the second half, because I think the Eagles will find ways to score points. So if the Eagles are close going into the fourth quarter, then you have your opportunity to sort of turn it over to Nick Foles. And I think one of the great assets the Eagles have going into this game, and one of the things they can kind of bank on with a fair degree of certainty, is that no matter how crazy things get in that dome on Sunday night, and no matter how loud and frenetic it gets in there, that the coolest guy in the building is going to be Nick Foles. I mean, things just don't bother him. I mean, he's totally composed. He's totally poised. And to have any chance to win in there for a visiting team, your quarterback has to have that kind of composure. Well, Nick Foles is going to have that. So the defense has to keep him in it long enough that in the fourth quarter, you turn it over to Nick Foles and hope that he's as clutch as he's been these last 5 weeks.
So, Ray, what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, I really respect what the Eagles have been able to do, bringing their season back from the brink and getting into the final eight. I think that's a tremendous accomplishment for this team. And full credit goes to Doug Peterson and the players for rallying and getting here. But I just don't see them winning this game. I don't like the matchups. I think you can't ignore the history that the Saints have never lost a playoff game at home. With Peyton at coach and Brees at quarterback, they're 5-0 at home in this spot. I think that's very significant. And way back before the season started, I had the Saints going to the Super Bowl out of the NFC. I just thought they were that good a team. And there really isn't anything I've seen this year that's made me change my mind. So, having given full credit to the Eagles for getting here, I just think that the road stops in New Orleans. I think that having played five games in 6 weeks on the road, going up against a fresh, rested, refocused Saints team is just going to be a little too much of a challenge. So I think it's going to be close, but I'm going to pick the Saints 28-21.
Ray is picking the Saints 28-21. Either way, we're going to break it down Monday morning. I look forward to that, Ray. Thank you so much for your time and enjoy the weekend.
You too, David. Talk to you Monday. Bye-bye.